So let's assume you're playing on a key and all of a sudden someone starts singing another song on a totally different key. And you're someone like me, you don't have perfect pitch, you're trying to find what that new key. This is something you should not be doing. Don't do that, because now you've shown everybody that you are trying to find the key and this person literally sang on a totally different key. This is a practical way of how to approach something like that. Example one. And this is example two.
Between, for indeed, Jesus, yeah. I will stop there. Praise the Lord.
So Jesus.
Which key now?
E flat. You gotta find it.
So in both examples, you see what I did. What I did was just play a single note. And when I played that single note, I was able to find the key. So what's the trick behind it? When a new song begins out of nowhere in a totally different key, hold on for 1 second and find the root key in your head and play any note on your keyboard. When you play that note, two things are going to happen. Either that note is going to fall on the diatonic scale, which is your major scale, or it falls on the chromatic scale of this new key. So at the end of the day, you should not need to play more than two notes. The first note, which probably falls on the chromatic scale, or the very next note after that one should fall on the diatonic scale. And when it does, it will be on the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, sixth, or the seventh degree of this new key. And all you need to do is use the concept of relativity in music and relate the interval of that note to the new key that you are, and then you move quickly into that place. It takes a while. Practice that a couple of times. Before you know it, you'll be able to stop doing things like this. Don't do that anymore. All right, follow for more videos.